Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Well, we have a lot of things, like I said, to discuss. Some of this not the greatest news in the world. We saw that earlier this morning, thanks to our friend Harrison Wind, a lot of people tweeting out about Michael Porter Jr. today, that Michael Porter Jr. expected to miss the remainder of the season due to back surgery. On with us now, Harrison Wind of DNVR Nuggets. Harrison, we kind of feared the worst, I suppose, certainly hoping for the best, but the longer this went on and we didn't hear a definite return for MPJ, I think we all started wondering if this was going to be that terrible news of MPJ to miss the rest of the season.
Yeah, absolutely, Brady. Thanks for having me on, man. And yeah, you're right. The best case scenario, I think, if you're just looking at Porter's ability to return this season, was him getting a second or third opinion on his back, trying some different route other than surgery, and potentially getting back on the floor this year. But yeah, that obviously didn't happen. So yeah, reportedly surgery scheduled for this week. It's going to be his third back surgery in the last 5 years, his third lower back surgery before he turns 24 years old. It's absolutely gutting. It definitely has a lot of ramifications for the Nuggets' present and future, but I think just most of all, I feel for Porter and the fact that he has to face another just really long and grueling rehab that's ahead of him. It's just got to be really tough to deal with.
Yeah, you're exactly right. The first thing above all, getting into the rest later, but the first thing above all is just you never want to see a player get hurt. You never want to see a person get hurt. But to see a guy like MPJ, who, let's face it, that's what basically put him in the arms of the Denver Nuggets, was the back injury. Teams passed on him, and so far he was kind of proving the Nuggets right. The Nuggets took a chance, a risk, and Porter, you know, obviously was coming on really strong last year, and you could tell something was just bugging him this year. So unfortunate to see that about him. What else are you hearing, Harrison? Any positives you can give us on the outlook? Again, I suppose we won't really know until the surgery is done and everything, but is there reason to be optimistic that it could be, you know, the season, sure, but relatively not easy, but an okay comeback for him?
Well, sure. There could be a return to full recovery, of course, but it's tough to think about that now when you're just staring at the reality. Like, this is a third back surgery for Porter, like I said, in 5 years. You know, the second he's had since Denver's drafted him. I can't really think of any players off the top of my head who have had long, sustained careers after multiple back surgeries. I just haven't. So, yeah, he could very well make a full recovery. And, look, knowing Porter, the guy's a gym rat. He's already done this before, so I think just from that, you can say, okay, he knows what he's in for. He knows how grueling and how much it's going to screw with his mental and just how he has to stay focused to get through this, because, honestly, he's been through a very similar thing before, like 2 years ago. So you can feel a little better knowing that, but, I mean, it's tough to really see the positives right now, to be honest.
No, and listen, how are they feeling, you know, on the business side of things, Harrison? You know, you get this deal done with MPJ, you make him a long-term Nugget, you sign him to a max contract for him, and you know, obviously there were some that were kind of skeptical anyway, wondering if that was the right move or not. And right now, I mean, if you're the Nuggets management at this point, Tim Connelly, Calvin Booth, you're certainly you're worried about the guy first, and I know that about this group, this Nuggets group, they care about each other, but you certainly have to look at the business side of it and say, what does that mean in terms of the contract, the business side going forward?
Well, what's rough is that this contract doesn't even kick in until next season. You know, this year he's still on the last year of his rookie deal. And look, last year, I mean, I've said this to you countless times, Brady, I thought he was definitely deserving of that max deal based on how he played last year. It was a no-brainer for me because, A, he had shown it on the court, and B, the injury concerns honestly hadn't been there. He had been very healthy for pretty much 2 years. And this injury seemed like it really happened after that Rockets game, and then Austin Rivers said he was battling an injury the entire season, which is another whole thing. I don't see how the Nuggets could have let him on the floor to start the year if he was battling an injury that could have gotten worse, you know, if he aggravated it or something. I'm not saying that's what happened, but that part of the equation is still a little weird to me, you know, if he was battling something to start the year or not. But, you know, financially it's tough because Denver's kind of stuck now. It's not like they have a lot of wiggle room. They weren't going to have a lot of wiggle room even if Porter was playing, just in terms of, you know, shaping their roster and making additions in free agency and whatnot. They were kind of set with the core guys they had. So now it's tough if you have a max player in a max slot that you're not getting anything from, definitely for this year, and, you know, we'll see going forward.
Yeah, no doubt. It puts you in a very difficult spot, and that's a great point on the you know, whether or not they knew much of what was going on with him before he actually went out, because we've seen it with the Joker. I mean, we are being, and I get it, he's the MVP. You want to be extremely cautious with him because, as we've seen these last few games, without Nikola Jokic, I mean, there's really no playoffs in sight for this team. So very interesting to see, you know, what they knew, who knew what, how much did MPJ know as far as how bad he was feeling ultimately. But yeah, you're right. That's a little hazy on that side of it. Well, we'll certainly wish the best for MPJ, but there you go. You got two of your three studs, and I guess if you want to throw Aaron Gordon in there too, but of those three, the big three, so to speak, are out for the foreseeable future. Jamal, we're expecting by the end of the season, but waiting on the Joker to get back. It could be a long ride. Is the Joker going tonight? What's going on with that wrist, Harrison?
Well, he's still questionable. He has been ramping up his on-court work before these games more and more. He's shed the brace he was wearing, you know, last week, so he's getting closer. Malone did say, you know, a couple weeks ago when this injury first happened that he's not going to be out there until he's 100%. So that's what's going on now. I think they're waiting for him to get back to 100%, but bringing him back for this Miami game, it's a little scary, to be quite honest. Like, his first game back in Miami, I don't really know exactly what kind of vibe is going to be down there tonight. It's definitely going to be a hostile crowd. I'll tell you that. The Heat players are acting like they're, you know, kind of over it. Udonis Haslem, their captain, says that instance behind him, but you don't really know what's going to happen until you get into the heat of the game. So bringing him back tonight, you know, maybe he sits another night just because of everything surrounding this game.
Yeah, it is a strange thing. I mean, last week I'm thinking, man, surely he's got to play for this one. But then when you think of everything going into it, if there was a game where you could say, there's a good chance somebody's going to get hurt in this one, this would be the one you would circle because of what we saw the last time out between these two teams. The non-important question, though, are the Jokic brothers going to this game still, Harrison? How much can we learn based on that?
So I was told yesterday and this morning that they were still planning on going. Now, you know, if Jokic doesn't play, maybe they don't. Like, things could change in the lead-up to the game, but I was told over the last couple of days they were still planning on going. You know, how close they'll be sitting to the court, we'll see. But, maybe it hinges on if Jokic plays tonight, but it should be interesting at the very least.
So what are you thinking, though? If Joker doesn't go tonight, can we expect him pretty soon? Because at some point, the Nuggets got to stop the bleeding here. Sitting at 9 and 10, losing the last six. Without the Joker, I mean, it's hard to see, you know, a lot of wins racking up in the next week or two.
Yeah, definitely. I thought he'd be back already. I'm very surprised he is not back already. I thought he'd definitely be back for that Bucks game at home over the weekend. So I think he's on the cusp of a return. He's very, very close. And you're right. Denver desperately needs him. I don't know if the Nuggets can win a game without Nikola Jokic. I really don't. They have some easy teams on their schedule. They have Orlando. But they are on this seven-game road trip. They've got, you know, two games with the Spurs, who have been really, really bad this year so far on the back end of this road trip. So there are wins to be had, but this team, they just don't have an identity without Nikola Jokic. They don't really have much of, like, a purpose and direction. Yeah, they have good players, but the entirety of this team's identity goes out the door when Nikola Jokic isn't playing. It just a bunch of guys. It's not really the Denver Nuggets. So they absolutely need him back. And I'm a little concerned that, yeah, they might not be able to get a win without him.
Yeah, and this long road trip, I mean, again, like you said, some easy teams perhaps on that schedule, but, you know, the Nuggets without Joker haven't proved much of anything. Like you said, it just feels like some solid players, but just players running around doing their thing. Joker is the glue that holds that whole thing together. Harrison, appreciate you, man. Kind of a bummer of a day for Nuggets fans. Hopefully the Joker does come back, and maybe they can answer tonight with a desperately needed win.
Yeah, it's been a bummer of a day. It's really been a bummer of a season.
Yeah.
It's kind of worst case scenario so far.
All right, so on that note, and I'll let you go on this one, Harrison, where are we at this stage? Assuming Joker comes back in a game or two, is this team still a playoff team, right?
I think so. I don't think this is a scenario where Denver throws in the towel and punts on this season. I don't think you just waste a year of Nikola Jokic's prime. I don't think you just fold and, you know, tank, so to speak, in a season where you're still going to get Jamal Murray back and, you know, everything that you hear is really promising about his rehab and where he's at and the player he can be even towards the end of this season. So I don't think you punt on that and suddenly go, all right, these three straight years of winning a playoff series, we're just going to throw that out for a rebuilding season. I don't think you do that. I don't think that's the Nuggets way. I don't think that's what Michael Malone and Nikola Jokic and the players want to do. So yes, I think they'd still be a playoff team without Porter for the whole year, as long as Jokic gets back here relatively soon and they don't fall too far down the standings. Because if you look at the standings, they're in the plane right now.
Right.
They're below 500, so they got to get some wins.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Harrison, appreciate you as always. Love your Nuggets coverage. Keep up the great work, and I'll be refreshing your Twitter throughout the day to see if we get any news on the Joker.
All right, sounds good. See you, man.
All right, Harrison Wind of DNVR Nuggets. Our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day is up. Did Vic Fangio save his job yesterday? We'll talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
On Sports from the Coach. Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.